The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So here you are. You're all, each of you is there in your here spot, your spot for being here. And I think we should never overlook the here-ness of this moment, the here-ness of where we are and where we're going to meditate. To be here, not as a coincidence, not as something to overlook, not as something that is insignificant, but rather here is the most important place for this moment, for this meditation. And so to assume a posture for being here, to be rooted to this place and to this time, and to feel the connection of your body to this location, the weight of your body is received by whatever body that in a sense stops the pull of gravity that keeps you in this location. And to adjust the body a bit. Especially it's nice to adjust it so the breathing can be freer, more relaxed, more open, without getting tense and without straining. But maybe it's something you can do with the spine that frees up the front of the torso so the breathing can be more easeful. Maybe sitting up a little straighter in the spine. And then to see if you can take some deeper breaths that are enjoyable for you to take. So maybe for you it's to do just a little bit deeper than what you're already doing, or maybe doing it slowly. Maybe the feeling of depth or fullness of breathing is done more in the belly or more in the top of the chest or middle of the chest. Or maybe the sense of enjoyable, fuller, deeper breathing is a more subtle expansion of the back rib cage. Or maybe there's something pleasant about, in a deep, full breath, the gentle pressure downward as you breathe in. The diaphragm pushes down the intestines and innards there. And perhaps that pushing down, a gentle pushing down, is a grounding here to this spot. And as you exhale, Is there any place in your body that would be kind of pleasant or enjoyable to relax or soften? Instead of maybe pleasant or enjoyable, any place in your body as you exhale, it would be nice to relax. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And take a few breaths to familiarize yourself with your breathing. Noticing the places in your body that move the most as you breathe. And where there's movement in the breathing, but the movement is just slight. And then once again, to take a few deeper breaths, gently, quietly, not too much. If it happens to be that you feel some resistance or holding back at the top of the in-breath, see if you can relax around that place of holding and resistance. Not ambitiously, but more as a expression of kindness to yourself and a willingness to relax there. And at the end of the exhale, is there also some holding back? And if so, can you relax and release the end of the exhale? Maybe the exhale is a little bit longer. And then again, letting the breathing return to normal. And feel your breathing now. And perhaps by letting the thinking mind become quieter, it allows you to have more attention on feeling the body breathing. And then, ever so gently, maybe just very slightly, within the range of what could be considered a normal breathing, see if there's some simple ways to adjust your breathing to make it more pleasant. A little bit slower, a little bit faster, a little fuller, or a little bit more shallow and a smaller breath. Maybe you find it a little bit more pleasant to breathe more fully into the belly or more fully into the chest. Or to really focus on the sensations of air going in and out through the nostrils. And notice if there is any feelings of pleasure or pleasantness in the breathing, that it's pleasant to breathe. Maybe not so much your effort to breathe, but the sensations of in the body of breathing. Is there anything about them that feels pleasant, enjoyable, or comforting? It can be very slight. Any small ways you can adjust around your breathing? Maybe by being aware of a smaller little spot in your body where it's most pleasant. Or maybe it's a broad awareness of the body breathing over a larger spot or the whole torso. And as you exhale, relax your body more in order to settle into your breathing. Settling in to be with your breathing for these minutes we're together. And if your mind wanders off in thought, when you begin again with your breathing, spend a few breaths reestablishing an enjoyable breath, a pleasant breathing. Even if it's just one little piece of the cycle of breathing, or maybe it's just reestablish a breathing which is a little bit, feels a little bit better than what you were doing. Every time the mind wanders off, spend a little bit of time reconnecting to whatever is good about breathing in and breathing out. Let the thinking mind become quieter so you can be in your body more. If Feeling the embodied experience of breathing. And you relax your belly as you breathe. Maybe it's more pleasant to breathe a little bit further behind. To feel the area just a little bit in the back of where you feel breathing. Not so much exactly in the center of your breathing area, but kind of like the little bit in the back of it. Just behind it or in the back side of it, so that maybe there's a little bit less sense of control or there's a lighter, more delicate feeling of breathing. And while you're focusing on breathing, so your central vision, central awareness is on breathing. Peripherally, see if you can allow have the body be allowing, receptive. The body is open, willing to experience the influence of breathing. It's kind of like breathing is a gentle wind that spreads its influence across the body, or a light that's been turned on that glows outwards. Letting the body be receptive, allowing for whatever influence the focus on breathing might have. Not looking for something particular, just available with breathing at the center. quietly receiving the body's breathing. And perhaps breathing within whatever larger context of pleasure or joy or contentment there might be. Whatever larger feeling of wholeness, calmness. So breathing is at the center of a wider field of goodness, wholeness, settledness, pleasure, joy, happiness. The thinking mind becomes quieter, so attention can better feel and sense the fullness of the way breathing spreads its influence out into the goodness around it. The wholeness around it. There might be ways that you do not feel calm or do not feel pleasure, that you're uncomfortable. It's okay. But there might also be, in addition to that, around it, underneath it, in the middle of it, somewhere, the opposite feelings, a wholeness, a calmness that holds it all or can accept it all, and an ability to just stay gently aware of the breathing, the rhythm of breathing, so you're not preoccupied by the discomfort. It can be there, but let it be just a piece of the picture in the background, you just breathing. And sitting here quietly at the end of this meditation, is there anything that feels more settled for you, calmer for you, having done this meditation? In some way or other, do you feel better than you were when you started the meditation? And if you do, if you would like, you could offer the goodness of your meditation, how you're calmer, more settled, maybe even a little happier, peaceful. Offer that for the welfare and happiness of others, or dedicate it. Let it be dedicated in some way or other that you use that, that it's the basis for benefiting the world, out into the world. May it be a force, may it be a avenue, a support for bringing greater comfort and peace, calm, joy, love into the world. And may we do that a little bit actively, not just as a wish, but as an inspiration for being concerned for the welfare of others. May it be that this meditation is dedicated to the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. May all beings be peaceful. And may our love and our care support that possibility.